Yes, sir. It's in the bag. Don't even worry about it. Just enjoy it. Just like the Red Sox end the dirt curse by going through their arch rival, the Yankees, in the playoffs. Cubs have done the same. They went through the Cardinals. Plus, you got another guy from Northeastern PA, from where I'm from, Joe Maddon, leading the team.
So you're still sticking the World Series championships in the bag?
Oh, it's in the bag.
You going to bring a magician in here to work with the team? Like Joe did?
No.
Did you grow up a baseball fan, Vic?
I did.
Phillies?
Phillies. You know, the Phillies got the Cubs season on track. They swept them here. And what's their record since then?
That's right.
Woke them up.
There you go.
Vic, with this Lions team right now, what do you see specifically out of Matt Stafford?
Right now, I still see all the talent and the explosiveness that they've had the past few years, ever since he's been there, particularly with that receiving group that he's got in Johnson and Tate. And, you know, they just have struggled a little bit. They've played some really good defenses and, you know, just hadn't worked out for them. And, but they're still very capable of winning a lot of games during this season.
What's pleased you the most with how the defense has played the last couple of weeks with the improvement they've shown?
Well, just a steady progress. You know, like I said, you know, even though we lost the first three games, there was a lot of good things that I saw. And we just came on the short end of the score in those games. And I think we've just continued some nice steady progress and found a way to win these last two games. You know, play here or there in these last two games, obviously you've been there, they could have been losses.
Because as you build a defense and build a system, how do you, as a coach, aim to build a collective confidence amongst the group?
You got to play good and you got to have success. You know, it's like the analogy I used a couple weeks ago. Good things have got to happen to you. You know, Tiger Woods, as great as he was, he's lost his confidence in golf. So until you experience success as an individual and then as a unit, then the confidence can come.
Some guys have pointed out that they felt confidence growing leaving Seattle, and they thought defensively you had played well. Did you feel the same way even though the loss was?
Well, again, because there was some good things in that game, maybe more so than the other games, and so that does breed success. And, I mean, confidence. And you just got to play good. You know, there's no magic potion. There's no sports psychology BS that you can go to and get it done. You got to play good.
How tough is it for a young player like Christian Jones to assume the responsibility of calling plays? And how much of an adjustment is it for the
It's an adjustment. You know, when Shea went out the other day, our operation struggled during the game. And there were some plays that not everybody was on the same page. And it was because of that. And that's one of the things that Shea has brought to us, has been good quarterbacking of the defense. And when he went out, we struggled with that. And in defense of Christian, he hadn't been had to do that many times before. And then we had to bring in Leroy, who, you know, has never played for us, never in camp, never in the off season, and he was put in a tough situation. And maybe much like with Harold the week before, after a week of practice, hopefully those guys will play better and do their jobs better.
We talked about Shea before in that role. You said it was as easy as relaying what goes through the headpiece. Is there more to it? Is there an extra element where you have to get guys in line?
Yes. Okay. You know, there's things you have to do before, you know, to tell everybody what we're going to do. And then sometimes there's calls after the offense shows us their formation that they have to make too.
Vic, is this defense as a unit reaching the point where you can use some tricks in your bag, that especially with regard to pass rush, that you have not been able to use yet as the defense gets better?
Possibly.
Let's Shea down. Who is the next man up there?
Well, right now we're sifting through that. We got Leroy. We got Jonathan Anderson. We got John Timu. We got Lamine. You know, so we'll figure it out throughout the week. Maybe it'll be one guy for one, or maybe we'll be a group effort.
You think you'll stick with Christian with the calling the plays, though?
We're looking at it that way, but we could adjust that. You know, they have this rule where, you know, only one guy can have the radio in his helmet at one time, so we have to make that decision.
What has Tracy Porter brought to the defense the last couple weeks?
Good play. You know, he's done a good job of playing, covering and playing good pass defense, and you know, he's just brought good play.
How do you see his experience or his knowledge of the game translating to the way he covers?
I think it's definitely an asset to him. The guy understands the game. He can watch tape and see things. You can talk to him as a coach and talk to him on a high level. The guy really understands football, and he's been big help to us.
What stands out the most about Pernell McPhee?
Say it again, please.
What stands out the most to you about Pernell McPhee?
You know, he's just been playing good, physical. He's tough, has some emotional energy to him. You know, just been playing good.
Vic, when you guys see a running back that's been having some fumble troubles coming up on Sunday, does that, do you put that in your guys' heads? Do you think about it? Do your eyes get big?
Well, we analyze that each and every week, and we're trying to create turnovers any way we can, and you know, so we study that. Yes.
What stands out about their difficulty running the ball to this point?
Well, they've gone against some really good defenses that are really hard to run the ball against is one thing, and I think you always have to keep that in mind. But they've got good backs, and you know, I expect them to recommit themselves back to the run.
Vic, is there a challenge to trying to balance that? If a team statistically is not doing well, you want to try to exploit that, but you also want your guys to know that, as you said, they still have good players back there and can always break off a big run.
Yes. I mean, if they – we got to play their running game like we would play anybody's running game. And the minute you slack off playing the run, they'll bust a big one. And they got some guys that can hit the home run for them.
What was your message to Porter on the touchdown where he kind of dipped in and even he felt that made a misplay? As a coach, with a veteran player like that, what was your message to him?
He can't do that. Yeah, he's got to stay outside.
Was it technically anything? I mean,
he took a chance and he paid the price. We paid the price.
Vic, do you have a philosophy, like an overarching philosophy, on injured starters losing their jobs or getting a chance to return to where they were?
I don't. I don't know what John's philosophy is, but to me, you know, the best player plays. If somebody goes in there and plays better than the guy who was out, then he stays in there.
You said, you said last week that Jones Cordy needed to practice. Did he look better?
He did.
In the house.
He did. He just operated better. You know, he still had some plays that he'd like to have back. But he just played a little bit better after a week of practice. And we put Sherrod in there some, too, which was the plan. You know, because Sherrod has actually played more for us than Harold has. You know, Sherrod was with us all camp. So I want to take a look at both of them and not forget that Sherrod's here.
If Ball's available, does his height factor into who covers Calvin Johnson?
It could, yes. He'll be available.
What have you seen out of Calvin and the way they've used him to this point?
Much the same as they always have. You know, he's a great receiver. He's a tough matchup because of his size and speed and strength. And they've thrown him the ball down the field. And even though you might have tight coverage, Stafford feels comfortable throwing him the ball that he may outfight the guy and with his size. So I see the same player that's always been there.
Is he a receiver that meets the qualification to have one corner follow him around?
Maybe, but, you know, they got Golden Tate, too, is such a good receiver. So, you know, probably not.